to Fitfluential Radio, the intersection of fitness, health, wellness, and modern medicine. 50% education, 50% motivation. We're here to help you find your fitness. Tune in weekly for interviews with some of the most respected and experienced names in the business, providing actionable insights for you in every episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's roll. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and today on the show, I am joined by Sue Hitzman. Sue is the founder of The Melt Method and the author of one best-selling book and another one, Melt Performance. So the first book was The Melt Method, and the second book that is just out now is Melt Performance. And I'm going to just speak truth to you. As always, you guys know I'm very transparent. Sue Hitzman and her crew and the group over at Melt Method, excuse me, are a client. They are a client of Fitfluential, and I work with this group of people. And I was referred to them by a business associate. And when I first looked at the website, I kind of thought that this was like a workout. It was like a Pilates type of a workout or whatever. And that's totally not true. What this is now that I know, and I've done a deep dive, and the more that I understood what Sue has developed, and these are my words, this is my way of describing it to you. Sue's developed a method, Melt Method, that each one of us can practice in the privacy and comfort of our own home that really allows us to manage any kind of chronic pain issues that we have. Okay. And prevent injury, improve mobility, and I'm going to say improve mobility and flexibility. But in other words, all of us are practicing fitness and sports and athletics, right, to some degree, and we're all dealing with the aches and pains that come with that, right? The more that I'm learning about those aches and pains, and really to any degree, any kind of chronic pain or inflammation, a lot of us kind of assume you just have to deal with it. Or many of us assume incorrectly that this is stuff that can only get better. Like if your neck's really jacked up, you've got back pain, tight hamstrings, shin splints, piriformis issues, if you've got plantar fasciitis, these types of things, we think that it's either many times only surgical procedures can help. Or in my case, like I've had back issues, neck issues, and I was going to see a chiropractor. And I thought that's the only thing that's going to help me. And because I don't have time to go drive to the chiropractor, I end up putting it off. And yeah, I get deep tissue massage, but that only does so much, right? The more I learned about Melt Method and how this, now again, this is me putting this in my words, but I do know that you might look at meltmethod.com and go, oh, this is foam rolling. It's not. Let me say this as specifically and emphatically as possible. And the reason I'm saying this is I'm not earning any money by telling you this. Sue and what she's created here, I firmly believe that everyone who is active in fitness and really every grown adult, because if you're active in any way, or even if you're just a corporate slug, like I call the people that, you know, work in corporate America, you travel a lot, you're in rental cars, you're in airports, you're going back and forth, you're in conventions, you're on your feet a lot. All of us are going to have some of these aches and pains I've talked about, neck pain, back pain. If you're wearing high heels all the time, you're going to have heel issues, plantar fasciitis for runners. If you're CrossFitters, you're going to have grip problems. If you're bodybuilding, competing, you're going to have all of the issues that come with that. I know so many of you are like me, and you're suffering unnecessarily from pain that you could be managing and significantly decreasing at home on your own, in the privacy of your own home, and not having to wait to go to a chiropractor or a specialist, right? And furthermore, you can be preventing future injuries and improving your performance using these methods that essentially, my understanding is, it hydrates the fascia. It hydrates that connective tissue. I'm going to let Sue explain it in this interview, but I had to give a more of a detailed introduction to this two-part episode because we go well over 60 minutes. So we're going to divide this into two like 32-minute episodes. And I encourage you to listen to both because I am so impressed with Sue Hitzman. Every time I ask her a question, I'm blown away by her knowledge. I firmly believe, and that's why I chose to work with this organization, because I really want to help her spread the word about her books, about her products. I think every single person should go out and get a hand and foot kit at minimum. You'll see it on her website. And really get, I mean, her other tools, there's like two or three other items you can get on meltmethod.com. And then she's got this streaming service where she basically teaches you these techniques for certain areas of the body. It's a streaming service. She didn't know I was going to say all this stuff. It's less than $20 a month. I think it's like $17 a month for Melt on Demand. But the reason that I'm taking this much time to tell you is that the more I understand this method of self-care, that, you know, you can buy these small pieces of equipment that are mostly portable. You can take them on a trip with you. They're going to help so many of the aches and pains that all of us are dealing with all the time. And that's why I had to have her on the show. In fact, I think we're going to do a series and address so many of these issues. We're going to address issues that CrossFitters come into, how to strengthen your grip. We're going to address issues in future shows for those of you that compete in the bodybuilding and figure competition space. We're going to address issues that triathletes and runners come into, and she's dealing with these people all the time. There's hope. There is a better, more comfortable future, and one that is significantly less of the chronic pain than you're dealing with. So I know you are going to love this interview. Make sure you tune into both parts. This is part one of my two-part episode with Sue Hitzman, the founder of The Melt Method.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa, and I am thrilled, absolutely thrilled, to have Sue Hitzman, the founder of Melt Method, or I should say The Melt Method, and you're going to learn all about it. I discovered Sue and this company. I've kind of raved about her already in the intro, and I say this with as much emphasis as I possibly can. Once I learned what the Melt Method is and what it offers, and what all of you guys and gals who are listening, all of your aches and pains and issues that you have because of your fitness and athletic pursuits, you are going to be so excited to find out about what Sue has created. Because honestly, I personally think every single person who is active and has any kind of pain and inflammation on a regular basis is going to be gaga over this stuff. And I can't wait for you to hear about it. And I'm getting ahead of myself because she's going to tell you about it. But Sue, I'm so honored that you're on the show. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that introduction too. I appreciate it.
And you know that I mean it. I mean, once I dove in and discovered, you know, we have a mutual friend, Julian, who told me about the Melt Method. And at first I thought it was one thing. And I thought it was a specific kind of a workout. And then I realized, like, wow. And I'm going to let her explain it. But I just kept telling every single person I know, like, oh my God, CrossFitters need this. Runners need this.
Everybody needs it.
Everybody needs it. Figure my parents need this.
Yeah.
My assistant needs it. I mean, like, every single person needs it. And I really, really mean it. So before we get started, we're going to dive into that. But whenever I have somebody on the show the first time, Sue, I always ask them, because I find it fascinating to hear people's fitness backgrounds, if you will, because sometimes people start later in life and sometimes it's been, you know, since high school or junior high. But mm-hmm. When was it for you that you first became interested in, you know, leading an active and healthy life? Was that when you were young? Was it older? When was that for you, and why?
It was actually when I was young. Actually, when I was 10 years old, my great-grandmother, who was this super spry lady, one year I came back to see her and she was in a wheelchair and in an old folks home, and she couldn't remember my name, and I was just shell-shocked at what that was. And I said to my aunt, "What happened to great-grandma?" And she said, "She just got old." I said, "Are you going to get old?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Am I going to get old?" She goes, "Yeah." I go, "Well, how do you stop this from happening?" She's like, "You don't. It's happening right now." And I went back to my mom like with just a total meltdown. I'm like, "We're all aging and we're going to die. There's got to be a way to slow it down. And, you know, this isn't fair. And I don't want to have another birthday." And the thing is, I grew up in the 70s and 80s when what epitomized health and wellness were people like Jack LaLanne and the 20-minute workout and, Jane Fonda. Right? And jazzercise. So I guess my mind, I saw that and I thought, well, that's got to be the way to leading an active, healthy life, you know, is to exercise and eat right. So by the time I was 16, I got into fitness, and I was in a gym when I was 13, and I watched my body transform from kind of a chubby kid that got picked on a lot to this lean athlete that just, you know, athleticism has just been a part of my life. Fitness has been a part of my life. I became an aerobic instructor when there were only two types of classes you could teach, which were high impact aerobics and calisthenics. And I did both. Yeah. And so it went from there. And as I got older, I actually kind of veered out of, you know, a career in fitness and got into filmmaking and things like that. And then I just kind of found that, you know what, my love is in fitness. So I went back and got my master's in physiology and anatomy, and then started taking courses in neuromuscular therapy with Leon Chaitow. And it just, you know, I've just always been in fitness, always been into wellness. And it was in my late 20s when I got myself into a boatload of pain, which was kind of what veered me out of the traditional fitness concepts of, you know, if you eat right and you exercise, you're going to lead an active, healthy, pain-free life. And here's the dirty little secret of fitness is that lots of people eat right and exercise, and they're all kinds of messed up. Everybody's in pain. Mm-hmm. And it's a dirty little secret of fitness. And in fact, 80% of the orthopedic injuries that occur are from the athletes. The athletes are the ones that get injured the most. And so I started really seeing a missing piece of fitness. And I was like, what is it that causes pain to become chronic? And I went down that rabbit hole to try to find the research and emerged on the other side as a manual therapist who understands what the neurofascial system is. And that's what I share in the MELT method, is a simplified way to understand what in our body causes pain to become chronic, and why do diet and exercise not lead to an active, healthy, pain-free life, no matter how hard you exercise or how hard you train or how well you eat.
You had so many truth bombs that came out there.
Yeah.
On a side note, I will say this. When I was watching one of your, you know, what is the MELT method videos that came up on YouTube, I think I saw you, because see, you and I are about the same age. And I remember getting, you know, the workout VHS tapes. Mm-hmm. And weren't you in some crunch videos?
I was. I had an international best-selling, like million copies sold boot camp video. It was one of the very first boot camp videos that ever came out. And I also did a lot of ESPN fitness shows, was really into step and aerobics. And yeah, and I mean, I love those things still. It's just, you know, there's more to it than mm-hmm. exercise if what you want to do is lead an active, healthy, pain-free life. That's the thing about it.
Well, it's so true. And when you were mentioning, you know, it's a dirty little secret. I do think that that's true. And that has been what I've been very passionate about covering on Fitfluential Radio, is getting people to understand, like, number one, even when you look at it strictly from a, you know, people tend to get into fitness for aesthetic reasons. They want to lose weight, right? And it's not as simple for, I would say, the vast majority of us as eat less, train more, or move more. That tends to still be something that permeates. And so people then go down that path of, and you know I did, of overtraining, undereating, because they're not getting anywhere. And there's a host of issues underneath. Even if they're not even in pain yet, they're in that pre-pain stage of massive inflammation, hormonal imbalance. And sure, like you said, it's not as simple as get on the Stairmaster and you know, eat 1200 calories and you're good. We should be paying attention to the bigger picture and more specifically to health, or I guess less, it should be, instead of more specifically health, more broadly health. We should be looking at the big picture.
Well, and that's it. I mean, don't people think that that's what fitness is? I mean, a lot of older adults, you know, like 3/4 of the fitness industry is actually people over 50, whether anybody wants to admit that or not.
I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, most of the people buying the gym memberships and the larger gyms are actually older adults. I'm almost 50 myself. I still feel like I would like to say I'm 30, but it just isn't so. But, you know, the thing about the fitness industry is it is based in a bodybuilding mentality, and the models used are biomechanical models. And the thing that you have to realize is we're not a mechanical system. We're more of a tensegrity system. We are a whole body cohesive system. And there are aspects of our body beyond muscles and bones and beyond our nutrition that we can harness and actually improve the resilience of, so that we lead a more active lifestyle. So I always say, I don't think that we need to take anything away from our fitness routines, especially if you love fitness. I mean, I do. I love to exercise. I like feeling like I've done something for my body in a day, but I just know how to care for the other components of my body so that my hormones stay in balance, so that neurologically I feel stable, so that I move without feeling joint pain. And I know what the pre-pain signals are that are alerting me that these systems that aren't accessed through just basic diet and exercise are getting inefficient, are getting out of balance. And when you start to notice what those are and you understand what pre-pain signals are, and you start to have the tools and the knowledge to understand that to tap into these systems only takes about 10 minutes a day. It's not like you have to commit hours like you do when you do exercise, like you're going to be exercising for a half hour, 45 minutes, an hour. These are things that you can do in just 10 minutes to prepare your body, and then you can do more to repair your body. So we want to prepare and repair our systems so that the next day we try to do our fitness routines, we're ready for it. And that's really what MELT is all about, is just to prepare, to recover, and to improve performance.
Okay. So I realized this would probably be a good time before I dive into asking questions like, let's talk about what fascia is. People have a base understanding, they've heard it, but they sometimes aren't really understanding how that ties into everything. So we're going to get into that. But first, I think it would make sense for everybody listening. We've given you kind of an outline here that Sue has, you know, in her 20s, she started experiencing some ongoing pain, and this is what led her to develop the MELT method. So before we go further and start addressing, you know, why this works, how you do it, how it can be appropriate for everyone, whether you're a CrossFitter, runner, gym rat, you're doing Beachbody at home, whether you're a yogi, whether you're a bodybuilder, fitness competitor, we'll get into that. But what, Sue, give everybody who's listening and assume that no one's heard of this, what is the MELT method?
Okay, so the MELT method is a simple self-care technique that uses soft balls and soft body rollers to rehydrate connective tissue and quiet the stress reflex in the nervous system to improve whole body efficiency. So essentially what MELT is a self-care technique that simulates the same benefits and therapeutic concepts as manual therapy. I call it hands-off body work. I basically teach people how to treat their bodies like a therapist would with the four R's of MELT, which is reconnect, rebalance, rehydrate, and release. So reconnect techniques, I essentially teach people how to identify where the imbalances of your body really are, rather than focusing on where you have pain, what we call stuck stress in MELT. How do you identify where those common imbalances are, what is going on in the body, become aware of that, and then how to treat your body with either the rebalancing techniques, which are neurological techniques to, again, quiet the stress reflex and boost the body's own repair mechanisms, and then to rehydrate connective tissue, which is your fascia that you mentioned before, which is that internal architecture of our body that stabilizes everything. We teach people how to either compress or pull in precise ways to actually induce changes and adaptations in the tissue, in the fluid components of the fascia, to help to support the collagen aspects or the fibrous aspects of fascia. And then we also teach people how to decompress or release the primary spaces of their neck, their low back, their hands, their feet, anywhere in our joints where we tend to feel like our joints are crunchy or they're stiff, how to actually alleviate some of that unnecessary tension and compression in the body that's causing imbalances and inefficiencies in the first place. And that's the basic premise of the baseline of MELT. And then there's two R's of neurostrength, which is kind of, you know, leading us towards fitness, which is reintegrating the timing of the stabilization mechanisms that most people don't know about, like they don't know about fascia, and how to repattern dynamic motion so that your joints don't pay the price for all of your fitness attempts to get lean, to get fit, to get strong, to feel good about yourself, and to be at one with the world. You know, that's what it's basically all about.
I hear you. And you know, okay, I'm going to make sure I take notes when I'm interviewing people, so it helps me move in the right direction. And when you mentioned a couple of things, because at the beginning of the interview, and I agree, we said, you know, the MELT method, this can be beneficial for everyone. And I do firmly believe that, because we're all walking around with some form of chronic pain. Chronic pain doesn't have to be, in my opinion, insanely painful where it's like you can't function. But a lot of us are always walking around with tight necks. You know, I mean, I have neck issues and so many people have back issues, tight hamstrings. I could go on and on. But when you mentioned, you know, the joints and you're crunchy and you're stiff, it made me realize, you know, even if somebody is not working out really hard and they might not describe themselves as a fitness fanatic, you know, I think about everybody in corporate America that I, you know, that's where I resided before I started this company. And they're traveling a lot for business. They have late hours. They're on planes a lot. They're sitting all day. I'm guessing as well, they're going to be dealing with a lot of these same issues, the tight joints, the stuck stress, like you said. So it's not what we're talking about here with the MELT method that you've created. It's not just for athletes and people that are really active in fitness. Is that right?
No, exactly. So the whole thing is that whether you're an athlete in training or you're a desk jockey sitting at work all day long.
That's a good name.
Yeah, repetition is the blessing and the curse of fascial dysfunction. I mean, we are the cause of our problems. I mean, repetition makes you really good at doing things. Like if you want to be an athlete, you train and you repeat a motion over and over and over again to get good at like hitting a ball with a bat. But interestingly, when you sit at a desk all day long, your body gets really good at sitting on a chair really well. Okay, but then 5 o'clock comes and you're like, I'm going to go to the gym. And what do? You go take a spin class or you do your CrossFit training and you blow your back out because the thing is, in your mind, you might be ready, but is your body really ready to do anything else but the things you do most repetitiously in a day? So think about it. Mm-hmm. If you're a CrossFitter, you don't need to be a professional X player, right? You know, you don't need to be out there like, you know, training for the CrossFit games. You're probably a person who actually has a job and has to make money and use your brain and probably sit at a desk for a few hours a day. And then again, if you want to get up and go, the things that we're not realizing is that our tissue in our body, beyond the muscle, the fascial tissue is the stability architecture in our body. And you had mentioned chronic pain. And I always say the thing about the word pain is that sometimes people don't call it pain. Like they say, oh, my neck is stiff. Or every time I sit down, when I get up, my back really feels tight. And I'm like, okay, so is that painful? And they're like, well, it just sort of feels stiff. I'm like, okay, whatever you want to call it, stiffness, pain, right. I don't feel resilient, whatever it is that you want to define it as, we need to find a word that relates to everyone. And to me, it's just stuck stress. Life is stressful and our bodies endure from day to day all of the repetitive things that we need to do to live in a modern day world. But we take for granted that as long as we're not in like really chronic pain or we don't have a disease or a disorder, that everything is working okay. And that's the flaw, is that you can be the most lean, fit person. And I was that. When I was in my late 20s, I was 11% body fat. I was ripped to shreds. I made the cover of Muscle and Fitness magazine. I had an international best-selling boot camp video. I had the body everybody said that they wanted. And I was crawling to the bathroom in the middle of the night because I couldn't sleep because my body hurt so bad. And I didn't know why. I didn't have an answer. And when I went to the fitness world to ask what was wrong, the no pain, no gain message was like ever present. And it drove me crazy because I thought to myself, I didn't get into the fitness industry to get myself injured. What happens? And so when we talk about pain, you know, we've all experienced an acute pain, right? You cut yourself, you hit your finger with a hammer, you bash your toe on the corner of a chair leg. Like they're accidents, right? You get acute inflammation and your body goes through its stages of wound healing. A couple of weeks later, days later, or moments later, you feel better, whatever. Okay. Then you have chronic pain, which is traditionally considered something that happens from a disease or a disorder. It's a side effect. Like if you have diabetes, you might have neuropathy that's going to cause you leg pain, but the leg pain is just a side effect of the neuropathy, which is a side effect of the diabetes, right? So it's like, you got to think about what chronic pain is. There's a middle pain thing that I call sudden chronic pain. And the problem with that pain is it comes out of nowhere. You wake up with it, you can't turn your head, or you bend over to pick up a pencil, which is not an acute trauma,
yes,
and your back goes out, right? Or so those are the things that are happening to us, and we wait until the pain is so bad that no pill is going to fix it, and the doctors say the only thing you can do is surgery, and that sucks. We can do so much more for our bodies before we get down to that road of pain. We can stop it in its tracks and reduce the negative effects of our daily life so that we can live a resilient, happy, healthy, pain-free life for many more years. I mean, we're going to live now, hopefully, 70s, 80s, 90s, but just because science and medicine is helping us live longer, are you going to live better longer? Or are you just going to add crappy years to the end of your life, right? Mm-hmm. I want every day, I don't even care if I die tomorrow, whatever. Every day was freaking awesome for me, and I'm going to stick to that. And that's the kind of life I want to lead, is one where every single day I do what I want to do because my body can do what I want. And that's important, that we feel good every day. I think that's a really important component of health, is happiness and feeling good. And again, MELT is all about this. This is what this whole methodology is about. It really is a discipline of engaging in self-care and awareness, becoming more aware of what's going on in your body outside of exercising and what you look like in a mirror.
What was that quote? Because I that was like a bumper sticker moment. You
better
said,
to look good than to feel good.
When you said, I want to be able to do what I want to do because my body can do what I want it to do. Is that how you said it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a bumper sticker. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to make a social media post out of that.
Exactly.
But you know what's so funny is when you were describing that, when you said, we wake up and suddenly we have this pain. Two times in my life, this is the truth. It was at one time, is about 5 or 6 years ago. I literally, and I blame it on the guy I was dating at the time, because it did happen when he came to visit me, and I blame it on him. But I woke up and suddenly I had back pain. And I mean the lower back pain where I couldn't bend down to, pick up my shoes.
Yeah.
Now I ended up reading a really good book. I thought it was a really good book. I think it's Mind Over Back Pain. It's forever ago. And I remember reading it going, this is a crock. Cause he was
it's
mind
real.
Over. But the truth is I thought about how much I sat during the day. I got a stand desk. And truthfully, my back pain was gone within 2 weeks. And I did a lot of back then, sitting on the floor, like they said, hey, if you're sitting on the floor watching, your kid's soccer game or whatever, you're sitting in the grass, like that's, I just paid attention to things like that. But then last fall, I was getting ready to go on my first vacation in 10 years. Note to everybody listening, don't let 10 years go by and don't take a vacation. These are big, big life changes that I'm making to balance my health. But I swear to God, Sue, I was in my kitchen. I was making my coffee in the morning. I sneezed while I was bending down to pick something up. And you can probably name it better. I said, I threw out my neck, because for the next 6 weeks, I could barely move my neck. I had to have help getting out of bed from sneezing.
Oh yeah.
And to this day, my neck is still tight. And I feel like I'm a very typical person who needs to be doing MELT for the rest of my life. And I'm going to go crazy with the before and after effects, because I've been to see a chiropractor. I've gone to have somebody work really hard on my neck. I've had acupuncture. And I've gone and I've done all these things. I've had people tell me I should stretch before my workout. Don't stretch before my workout. Stretch after my workout. Don't stretch. Do mobility work. And all of those things, like, you never know what you should be doing. But obviously the fact that I sneezed and was in that much immense, and it was like bad pain. Is that a sign that there's something like fundamentally wrong? And I don't want you to say, I'm going to ask you a loaded question here. There's a lot of people listening, and I talked to you about this offline, that are going to chiropractors, massage therapists, deep tissue massage therapists. They're getting cupping, they're doing acupuncture, they're doing that scraping thing. You know the word for it better than I do.
Bastion, yep.
Yeah. And I think that so many are going and paying a lot of money for this and thinking that they have to go to a specialist to treat their pain. And I'm guessing you're going to say, and it's not to cut on those people. I'm not saying to say,
no,
bad,
yeah.
But is it right that a lot of people like me, we put off going to see those people and then we keep getting worse because we don't know we could be treating this at home?
Well, there's two things to that. Okay, so I'm a manual therapist, right? So I treat people all the time with my hands. And I mean, I could tell you 100 different stories of somebody coming into me for one thing and then being like, asking them a question and they're like, are you psychic? You know, and so, you know, going to a great therapist, here's the problem with relying on a therapist. There's three things. Number one, first of all, you got to have a lot of time and money to be able to afford a really good therapist, because your insurance isn't probably going to pay for it. And if it does, they probably aren't the therapist for you, because the ones that really are specialized, most of them don't have health. They don't accept health insurance. So that's number one, time and money you got to have. Number two is just finding the good person that, you know, is actually going to do the right job for you. And the third problem is, what if your therapist goes on vacation, like you just said, and they decide that they're going to go away, or they don't have any time slots for you? Now what you're doing is you're becoming a victim of your own body. You're actually disempowering yourself by believing that somebody else has to fix your problems because you can't fix yourself. And I say, you know what? Stand up and realize that it's your body that you're living in, and you only get to have this one vessel. You can't trade it in like you can a new car. Yes, you can take body parts out and put new ones in now. Awesome work. But wouldn't you like to keep all of your body parts for as long as humanly possible? And the thing is, for the net of the net, the biggest source of dysfunction is occurring in the fascial tissue. And the reason for that is because within our fascia are billions of sensory nerve endings, proprioceptors, interoceptors, mechanoreceptors. These are, and nociceptors, right? These are the sensory receptors that are informing our cells and our nervous system about what's going on in the body. And if the brain gets these messages and goes, I don't know what that means, it's going to elicit a pain response, or it's going to do something as to react and respond to the messages that come to the brain. So we have an incredible amount of potential to harness our resilience and to care for ourselves. And if you're lucky enough to have a great therapist, the good news about MELT is that if you use it in between your sessions, two things are going to happen. You're going to prolong the results in the direction that your therapist is trying to get you to go in. You're going to sustain more of their changes. And when you go back to them, they're going to be so excited because they're going to be able to do new things with you and move you further into your resolution, rather than constantly working on the same back pain. This my neck, my knee, my back, whatever. You're living in a bubble, and you're living in a cycle of pain. And that's the thing, is the pain cycle. And I believe this, we're all on the pain cycle. It just depends upon where on the pain cycle you are. Are you in the pre-pain signal part of the cycle? Are you able to cessate pain early on? Are you in the acute kind of pain? Are you dealing with sudden chronic pain? Are you dealing with acute pain? Where in that pain cycle are you? And hopefully you're up at the top. You're actually catching pre-pain signals, which should I mention what pre-pain signals are so that everybody knows what they are so that they can stop it? Okay. So I'm going to give you some examples. And this is what connective tissue dysfunction feels like. Have you ever sat for long periods of time, and then when you get up, you feel like you're as stiff as a dried out sponge that was left out overnight on your kitchen sink? Or you wake up in the morning and your back feels stiff, or your feet feel stiff on the floor? If you're feeling those things, you are feeling the effects of fascial dehydration, of a dysfunction in connective tissue. And the thing is, this dysfunction, and the beauty of fascia, is that it's a fluid system. So you get up and you move around and it goes away. So we just never think it's a problem. But if you think of the fluid and connective tissue like a river, daily living is literally causing sediment to accumulate in your river's flow. And if you never do anything about those stiff, achy things that you feel that come and go, after a while, you're going to notice, I got a joint that's kind of always bothering me. Ooh, my back is kind of always tight. And if you do what most people do and you get those symptoms, and you start taking pills to try to inhibit your sense of feeling it, or you just ignore it altogether, it's just a matter of time where your entire body is going to start to slow down, and you're going to get symptoms that seem completely unrelated to fascial dysfunction. You're going to have trouble digesting food. You're going to feel bloated all the time. You're going to have anxiety, depression. And then all of a sudden, you're going to feel exhausted. Around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you got to have some coffee. But at night, when you try to fall asleep, you can't. And then you're going to wake up in the middle of the night to go pee 2 times. And now you're down the cascade of your nervous system is going to get impacted. And you're setting yourself up for not only increasing your tendency towards stress injuries, but you're accelerating your aging process. So if you don't want that to happen, then you should melt, because this is what the system is all about, is learning to harness the fascial fluid flow that travels from fascia to lymph so that you junk dump waste to the lymphatic system in an appropriate way, so that your body can have cell turnover, so that you can digest food properly, so that you're not constipated all the time, so that you digest food well, right? This system looks so deceiving because I use a roller and I popularized, you know, foam rolling. And I say, you know what? We don't really roll very much in melt, and we don't use a foam roller. It's actually made of a rubberized kind of a grippy material so that it actually crimps and twists the fascia appropriately so that you actually get the changes from skin to bone. And that's what it takes if what you want to do is harness this stability architecture of your body, this tensegrity system that fascia is. Then learning melt is like getting a simplified scientific lesson in the neurofascial system of your body. And I'm just, this is what I love sharing with people, is complex science in a simplified way, give you simplified terms so that you can get it and you go, she's totally talking about me right now. She's explained every problem that I have and then some. Tell me what to do. And the nice thing about melt is that each sequence takes about 10 minutes a day, super easy to do, and it feels good when you do it. So you're more apt to come back. And with the assessment techniques, when you're done, you reassess and you'll feel the changes in your body. And that to me is important. When you feel your body change, that's exciting. It's your world gets awfully small when you try to change something, like your neck is killing you and you do anything you can to fix it and nothing works. That's frustrating. And that's what I want to get people to stop doing, is when they have pain, go after it, chase it, dig it out like you're going to win an award for inflicting pain on your body. There's a different way to do it. And that's what the melt method is all about.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. This is the end of part one of this two-part interview with Sue Hitzman of the Melt Method. Make sure you tune into part two.